This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Child care providers will face new restrictions when they reopen this summer. Governor Baker released detailed guidance yesterday about how child care can operate safely. And as WBUR's Carrie Young reports, similar requirements have proven challenging for emergency daycare providers.
The list of new regulations is daunting, especially when you compare them to pre-COVID times. There are new occupancy restrictions, no more than 10 kids to a space. Kids will go through a single point of entry each morning. Then there's the detailed health screening, a mask and cleaning protocol, just to name a few. For emergency child care providers, rules like these have been the new normal since March, and many say staying compliant has been challenging.
I jokingly say there's a lot of fun that is sucked out of this.
Pam Supernot at the YMCA of Central Massachusetts oversees four child care programs in this Worcester-based YMCA association.
It's hard to tell a four-year-old that they're playing Connect Four, but they can't touch that checker or that marker. I mean, imagine you have to have Play-Doh for every kid, Legos for every kid, and we have to sanitize them every night. It is a lot of stuff.
And it's stressful for everyone, especially the kids. Heidi Kaufman is the education director at the Metro West YMCA in Framingham.
Social distancing is so counterintuitive to us, even as adults. For children, it is mind-boggling. Like, their entire lives, all they've been told is you need to learn how to share and you need to get along with others.
And for staff, there's been an emotional toll. Alicia Jano-Baptiste is the owner of WeCare, an emergency provider in Jamaica Plain.
There was panic attacks with teachers. We had to, take some deep breaths, take a couple days off.
Jano-Baptiste is working with a skeleton crew right now. It's just her and two other teachers. The rest of the staff has been furloughed. Another challenge during this health crisis has been attendance. Demand for emergency care varies widely across the state. Some providers are full and have a waiting list, while others, like Jano-Baptiste, are only at a quarter of capacity. And no-shows are much more common right now. Again, Pam Supernot with the Worcester-based YMCA.
Their schedule changed, their life changes. This grandmother came in, the kid has a cold. Let's add in self-quarantine.
And attendance will be an even bigger question when regular child care service can open back up. Most child care providers run on razor-thin margins and rely on really specific ratios of students to stay afloat. But Jano-Baptiste says the parents that she's heard from just aren't ready to come back.
Like, some parents like, oh, if you open on July 1st, we'll be right in there. But a majority of my parents are saying, oh, well, we might wait until September.
A lot of families are in limbo. About 30% of Massachusetts families said they were unsure if they wanted to send their kids back to group care, according to a recent survey by the early education advocacy group Strategies for Children. Most parents cited health and safety, but financial uncertainty was also a big factor.
Parents are really going to drive the demand and really what the system will look like.
Amy O'Leary, the director of Early Education for All, one of the organization's campaigns, says the pandemic could lead to large shifts across the child care market.
Now we know as more parents are ending up, working remotely, what could that look like?
Parents may need care closer to home, or even in their homes, instead of near their offices. But some advocates worry this disruption could lead to a wave of closures, meaning there won't be much of a child care system to go back to. State officials acknowledge the new, extensive regulations might not be possible for every child care provider, and that could mean some will have to stay closed for even longer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.